Kusele kancane ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe liphutshe umdlalo walo leAlgeria lithethe yomithathu imiklomelo, kodwa lawa maqembu acine esabelana umklomelo wodwa iqembu ngalinye ngemva kokuba umdlalo uphele ezingutshikilobhanqa 2-2. Abafana beZimbabwe badlale ibhola elinathisa amanzi ngehlandla lakuqala elomdlalo, lona eliphele bekhokhela nge-2-1. Kodwa isimo siguqukile ngehlandla lesibili lapho ibhola ebesilidlalela ucele leqembu leZimbabwe okwesikhathi eside. Loba kunjalo abekhona amathuba okuba iqembu leZimbabwe lihlohle obekungenza linqobe, kodwa kaliwasebenzisanga amathuba lawo. Ekhuluma lentatheli ekupheleni komdlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors uCalisto Basua uthe ukudlalisa amathuba kubalahlisile kakhulu.
Kustage lesi esesidlala kiso akusayenzi ukuthi udlalise amachansi. At this stage kumele si-improve. Sesifunde isifundo sokuthi kuma-games alandelayo lawa sokumele sisebenzise ama-chances esizawathola.
Abanye abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu basole uBasua labanye bakhe ngokungadlalisi umgadli odla amahabula kwele South Africa edlalela iqembu le-Orlando Pirates uTenda Indoro, yena ohlale phandle umdlalo waze waphela. Obukele lo mdlalo kumabonakude uVusi Umuzi Ndlovu uthi abaqeqeshi kuzamele balungisise ekukhetheni abadlali nxa befuna ukuphumelela.
Ye, amathuba mbona ngani sisaselawo. Yebo sibili, kodwa intinga efunakalayo ukuthi ni ucoach ngokwakhe kufanele akhangele ikakhulu ama players awafakayo laphana isiyadlala, anjengokuthi kade sibonile izolo ngabe ubefake umuntu onjengoNtoro ongabe ngumuntu ongakwanisa ukuthi ancedise kakhulu.
Ngomunye umdlalo wesiphaya sikaGroup B, iqembu leSenegal linqobe leTunisia ngethukanya. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leSenegal yilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo emithathu, kuthi i-Algeria leZimbabwe zilo mklomelo wodwa iqembu ngalinye, kuthi eleTunisia lona lileqanda. Iqembu leZimbabwe ngolesine lizadibana leSenegal ngehola le9:00 ebusuku, ikanti phambilini kwalo mdlalo iqembu le-Algeria liyabe lidlalele leTunisia ngehola 6:00 ntambama. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.